The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Chulin. Masechet Chulin has been dedicated by our good friend, Mr. Joey Jamal, and his wife, in honor of their son's Jack engagement to Shirley Sutton. Bazat Hashem, she should get married, B'sha'at Tova U'Muslachat, and Zichut of the Limud, that we are going to have for the next several months in Masechet Chulin. They should enjoy a lot of nachat, shalom bayit, peace, prosperity, and all the berachot. Amen. Daf Yud Bet. Daf Yud Bet. Nishmat Avraham ben Esther, Rabbi Moshe ben Luna, Ruach Hashem Tiniham began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being said for Ashenema, Sarah bat Chava, Elna Refanala, for the nefesh or for the guf. רפואת דוקטור רבה לבוא בפני יוסו ולומר אמן. זה בניסד להצלחת יעקב בן יוסף. Okay, we begin to this daf on Yud Bet Amud Rishon, and we are 1, 2, 3, 4 lines down. אמר רב נחמן, אמר רב, ראה אחד ששחט. You saw a guy slaughtering an animal. אם ראה הוא מתחילה ועד סוף, מוטל לאכול משחיתתו. If you saw him from beginning to end, so he can eat from his shechita. Ve'im lav, asur le'echol mishechitato. But if you didn't see him from beginning to end, you cannot eat. Now what's the case? Does the guy know what he's doing? The guy doesn't know what he's doing? What's the situation? The Gemara says, hechi dame, idi adab de gamir. If you know that he's fluent in the laws of shechita, lama li ra'ah. What do you have to look at him for? What do you have to watch him for? Which means we rely on that he knows what he's doing. Ve'idi adab de lo gamir. And if you know that he doesn't know anything in the laws, pshita. No, that is pashut. Of course you have to watch. Do I need the rabbi to come and tell me to Rav Nachman that, oh, if he doesn't know what he's doing, you got to watch him? Of course you have to watch him. Ve'ela de'lo yada igamir ilo gamir. Oh, so maybe the case, you don't know if he knows anything or not. So Gemara says, you have a safek. Gemara says, lema rov mitzuyin esos shechita mumchinen. Why don't you follow the general rule that we have, that the majority of people that find themselves doing shechita, you got to assume that they're okay. Because otherwise, what are they going to do with shechita for? All people that have a knife in their hand and are slaughtering in the slaughterhouse, you have to assume that they are mumchim. Because otherwise, what are they doing in the slaughterhouse? So we don't understand this case. If the guy knows what he's doing, what do you got to have any watching on him? If you don't know what he's doing, of course you have to have something watching, pashut. And if you don't know, so then you can be relying on a rov. Now, midlo tanya, didn't we learn? A guy found, let's say, a chicken that was slaughtered in the shuk. Or a guy told his agent, go slaughter for me. And you found the animal or the bird, you found it shachut. The balabai found it. Hezkato shachut. You don't know who slaughtered it, but you don't know if your agent slaughtered it or somebody else. But you see, it was slaughtered. Hazakah tells us what? It's okay. Alma amnina no mitzvim etzot shechita mumchimen. Because you can assume that if it was slaughtered with a shechita process, you see it was slaughtered with a shechita process, rov mitzvim etzot shechita mumchim. So you do say that. Hakadamel lema rov mitzvim etzot shechita mumchimen. So therefore, again, if you have a safek what this guy's status is, of course you should be able to eat from it. Because you go after the rov. That's the Gemara's question. What is this case that Rav Nachman said in the name of Rav that you got to watch the guy from beginning to end? The case is talking when you know he doesn't know the laws. And the Talmud says, Pashuta. So of course you have to watch him. Now, Uchgon deshachat kaman had siman shapir. But you saw as he was slaughtering the animal, one siman he got good. So therefore he's on the way, he's halfway there. So therefore, ma'udetema midahai shapir hachnami shapir. So well, from the fact that he got the first siman good, so mistama, he'll finish it off good, and he knows what he's doing. Kamash ma'alan comes to teach me, no, he got lucky. Dehai itramuye itramele. He got lucky. It just happened that he saw the first one good. Idach shemeshaha shema daras. But the second one, you're going to be worried that he might stall in the shechita, or he might just go press and not go across. And therefore, that's what it's saying. That a person who doesn't know the laws of Shemitah, you got to watch it from beginning to end. Hiddush, of course. No, even though you saw that at the beginning he did good. And then you might say, ah, he knows, okay, he's okay, he's going to do it good. No, he got lucky. Therefore, you have to watch from beginning to end. Rashi says, that's it. No Rashi. Okay, that's the maskana of the Gemara. Im en makirim et ha-shochet, that's the halakha. You don't know who the shochet is. You see a guy slaughtering, but you can be lenient and eat the meat. Why? Rov metzuyin etzel shechita kesherim o mumchim hem. Okay. Now there is a question amongst the Rishonim. When we say, okay, that you say rov metzuyin etzel shechita mumchim hem, some say that that's only to what with shochet is not in front of us. Okay, shochet went home, you have the piece of meat over there. Like we saw in the case above, you saw it in the marketplace, you saw it was slaughtered, okay, you can say no. And you don't know if he's a baki or not. En ochlim ela imkin botkim oto. You gotta test him. Okay? That's they want to say from the Rif, the Ramban. Even though, why don't you just say Rov? Rov the Rov, Rov Mumuhim. Ela, he says, Shiesh mi'ut matsu she'em bekiim. Look what he says there. Since you got two things against you. There's a very significant mi'ut that are not baki, and the animal had a chizkat isur. The animal started off by isur. So you want to take the animal out of chizkat isur on a rov, but you have a significant mi'ut. So therefore, if the guy's in front of you, don't just say, rov, I'll see you later, I'm eating it. No, you got to ask him, you got to test him. That's one she taught. And some say no, and stick the butko. So him al rov, rov mitzvah is shechita mumchim hem. Okay. So that's a very important machloket. If the guy's around, according to one shita, you gotta ask him. You gotta grill him. No pun intended. And then you have the other case. The other guy, Rabbi, say no, they don't gotta ask him anything. Rov mitzvah is shechita mumchim hem, and he's fine. Okay, look at the Gemara now. Gemara has a question. Ba'amine Rav Dimi Bar Yosef Rav Nachman. Listen to the case. Ha'omer shlucho, guy tells the shaliach, se ushchot. Good. Ve'alach u'matza shachut. Now, we just had this case. You told the guy, go slaughter for me, and you found it, you don't know who slaughtered it, but. Amar lo eskato shachut. Okay, he answered back, eskato shachut. No chadush in this table, we just had the bright above. That you could assume that it was slaughtered correctly, because Rov Mitzuim Esot Shaita Mumchim Him. Now here's the Hadush case. Ha'omer Ishtucho. Guy tells his agent, Se Utrom. If you ever have stuff over there, products, go take Teruma, Maaser. You can tell the Shaliyah to do it for you. V'alachu Matzat Tarum. And you went and you found it that it was done. How'd you find that it was done? You saw 2% was missing, 10% was missing, the exact numbers of Tinumot and Ma'asur were missing from the pile. So you see, it was done. The deen is Mai. So yes, what's the deen? What should any do in the Shaita? Just like you trust the agent that the Shaita was good l'chaura. So the Gemara says, Amar le, en hezkato. The Gemara says, in hezkat, en hezkato tarum. En hezkato tarum. No hazaka. You cannot assume that it was done. So the Gemara says, wait, manafshach. I hazaka shaliyah ose shlichuto. This is a general principle. Hazaka. When you tell a shaliyah to do something, hazaka tells us he executes. So if you're telling me that, so I feel truma nameh. The truma also he should execute. Now, I en hazaka shaliyah ose shlichuto. But for some reason, if you want to tell me that there's no hazaka that a shaliyah executes, so I feel shaita nameh. So who said he did the shaita? So it should be either both cases good or both cases no good. What is the chiluk? What is the difference? That was his question. So Gemara says, Amar le. So Rav Nachman tells Rav Dimi. That's what he tells him now. Lechi tichul ala kurat de milha. Not until you're going to measure for me a kur of salt. And pay me in order that I'll explain to you the difference. I mean, it's a, she's like a bidihuta. He said, what? You want the answer? Oh, get me a coon of salt, measure it for me, and then I'll give you the answer. And she says, "Kishloni kosher melam b'skat shomer lechem b'dichotah ba'amah." Well, I was being making a joke with him. You want to know the answer? Pay me. He says, "Le'olam." He says like this: "In hazakah shaliyah oseh shlichoto." Really, we hold there's no hazakah that a shliach executes. Just because you tell him to do it doesn't mean he's going to do it.
Oh, his shaliach,
any shaliach. Anytime you appoint an agent, you cannot assume it was done. In shaliyah oseh shlichoto. Or in hazakah, there's no hazakah like that. V'shchita iname dilma inish acharina shama v'azal shachat. And therefore you're right. Maybe by shchita, the shah did not do the shchita. Maybe somebody else did the shchita. But you know what? Who cares? Rov b'tzvin etzel shchita mumhinhin. We have a general rule. That whoever has a knife in their hand and does a shchita, you could fairly assume that he's a mumhin. However, Tiruma, Dilma Inish Aharina Shama, Beazal Taram, Havile Torem Shalom Midat, Vatorem Shalom Midat, and Tirumato Tiruma. But by the Tiruma case, you have a technical problem. Because if the Shaliyah didn't do his item, that means somebody else did it. Now, somebody else does not have a right to take Tiruma without asking me for permission. Which is only my agent that I gave permission to take the Tirumot. And then, well, that's why you have a technical problem by Tiruma. So really, in Shaliyah, in Hazakah, there's no Hazakah that Shaliyah executes. And then, it could be by the Shaitah, maybe he didn't execute. But so what? Somebody did. And we have a general rule. Whoever has the knife in the hand and makes the Shaitah, Hazakah, that is a mumhe. Masha'ekim by Tiruma, what are you going to say? Somebody else did the Tiruma? Somebody else has no right to do the Tiruma. Because you're not allowed to take Tiruma without the da'at of the Ba'alim. There's no law like that by Shaitah. But there's a law, but Tiruma, you have to get express permission from the owner. That's why we say by Tiruma, it's going to be problematic. Gemara says, okay, now that you explained that. Now, by the way, how do we know that, by the way, that Tiruma needs da'at? Rashi. Torem shelo midat in a Tiruma, the shlichut de Tiruma migam atem etrabe. Very good. How do I know that I can appoint the shaliach at all to take Tiruma? We learn it from the pasuk, gam atem. Atem gam atem rabot shluchachem. Umineh ma atem adatechem av shluchachem adatechem. Very good. Which means, since I'm learning it from a pasuk gam atem, also you. Not only you can take tiruma, but also your shaliyah. So I say, but just like when you take tiruma, it's midat. You're doing it consently, obviously, because it's yours. So to when your shaliyah takes it, it has to be from consent, that it's known that he was able to take the tiruma. Now the Gemara says, lema, let us say, Rov mitzvin etzel shchita mumchin hen tana'ehi. Oh. This hadush that we're saying, Rov mitzvin etzel shchita. Most people that are by the shchita are experts. It's subject to a mahlukat tana'im. What? The Tanya, hare she'abdu lo gidayav v'tan negolav. Okay, a guy lost his goats, guy lost his chickens. That happens. V'alach umsa'an shechotim. And you found them that they were slaughtered. Rabbi Yehuda Osir. Rabbi Yehuda said, sorry, cannot eat it. Rabbi Hananiah ben Osir, Rabbi Yosef, Gidili Matir. Okay. Rabbi Yosef comes along and says, it's okay. Amar Rabbi, now third opinion, it sounds like there's a third opinion. Rabbi says, you know what? Nir'in devarim shel Rabbi Yehuda shemitza'an be'ashpa. I'm going to take Rabbi Yehuda. You know why he's Osir? Because the case is talking about where you found it in the garbage. You found the meat in the garbage. Now, why would you find it in the garbage dump? Because it must be was a nevela. And it's a dinner to take a nevela and throw it in the garbage dump. So that's why the view that was osir. She's talking about ashpa. Now, she says, nevela, it's the middle of that one. Derek nevelot lalich lashlich ashpa. And he goes further and says, v'devrer b'chayina b'rot shal b'yosik gilish mitz'an b'bayit. Oh, and the other rabbi that said it's okay, he's talking about where you found the meat in the house, where it's normal to keep the meat in the house.
Doesn't necessarily mean they disagree.
Oh, so now the Gemara says, my love, bad come palge. Must be that this is the basis of their argument. The more sabar amninov mitzvim etzot shaita mumhimim. That according to the Biyose, he says that the rov that are found by shaita are considered mumhim. And the other rabbi says, you don't say Rav. Rashi, medekamara bin nirin de Rabbi Yehuda be'ashpa. Right. From the fact that Rabbi Yehuda was osir be'ashpa, mechlad de palig Rabbi Hanina filu be'ashpa. Exactly. Must be Rabbi Hanina. He's going to be mekil even in ashpa. Whatever Rabbi Yehuda said, that's what Rabbi Yehuda is arguing on. Otherwise, no machloket. Odd pound. Rabbi was talking about Rabbi Yehuda was about ashpa, meaning you found the meat in the garbage, and what does he say? Asur. That means if Hanina must hold, the second rabbi Rabbi Yehuda must hold, that even if you found it in the garbage, it's going to be. Odd pound. Before we get to the rejection of this, we're setting up the question. We're setting up the machloket. Rabbi came along and said, in the Deen, it seems that Rabbi Yehuda is talking because it was in the garbage.
Correct.
That's why he was so sick. Now stop right there. If he's talking about the garbage, and Rabbi Yehuda is arguing on him, that means even the garbage is going to be okay. Now what's the logic? Ela must be the machloket at this, because the first rabbi holds, Rob Mitzri Etzos Shechita are non-mumhim. Therefore, you have to assume that was Asur. And the other rabbi says, Rob Mitzri Etzos Shechita is mumhim. Rashi then says further, that's the point. From the fact that the Yehuda, I'm sorry, that Hanina said even in the house, in the house, so that means the Yehuda must argue even in the house. So therefore, we have a machloket in the house. That's where the key item machloket is. What's the why should machloket? The Yehuda says even more mekel even in the garbage dump. Okay, that's, we have to figure out why. But the Yehuda is going to argue even in the house. Now, if he's arguing in the house, what's the machloket? Must be he holds rov mitzvin etzos shechita not mumchin. Therefore, even if you found it in the house, you cannot be lenient. And the Yehuda is going to say, no, if you found it in the house, rov mitzvin etzos shechita mumchin. So therefore, we concluded that what? Indeed, it is a machloket amongst the Tanaim, rov mitzvin etzos shechita. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, La, no, that's not a machloket. The kol alma rov mitzvin etzos shechita mumchim him. Really, I'll tell you that everybody holds rov mitzvin etzos shechita are mumchim. Ubebayit the kol alma lo peligi deshan. And everybody holds if you found the meat in the house, it's okay because you go with rov. Ubeashpash beshuk the kol alma lo peligi deasur. And everybody holds if you found it in the garbage dump, it's asur. Because probably it became in a villa and it's the way to throw nevilot in the dump. So what's the machloket then? Ki peligi be'ashpa shebebayit. The machloket is in the garbage in the house. Not in the public garbage dump. In the house garbage. Oh, so what's the machloket? Mosabar adam asui latin nevilato be'ashpa shebebayit. Rabbi Yehuda says people throw nevilot, even though they smell, people will throw nevilot even in their own house garbage. And therefore, when you see it in the garbage, you have to assume and say, Nevelah. No, a person is not throwing his Nevelah in his house, in the garbage. And if you found it in the garbage, must be it's still Kesher. If everybody holds Hazakah, a person knows what he's doing, Hazakah, if he makes Shaita, Hazakato, he's a Mumheh. And there's no Machloka where you found it in the house, because for sure it's good. And there's no Machloka where you found it in the garbage dump in the city. And the machlok is going to be, we find the garbage up in the house. Good? Gemara says, impossible to explain it like this. Amar, Gemara says. Yes, Gemara says, Amar, now you have to continue the statement. Amar mor, now you have to continue the braita. Amar rabbi, nir'in devre rabbi Yehuda, shemitza'an be'ashpa. Didn't rabbi say that it sounds like rabbi Yehuda is being machmir even if you found it in the Ashpa. Now Gemara says, my Ashpa, which Ashpa? What is it be talking about? Ilema Ashpa shebeshuk. If you tell me it's talking about Ashpa in the shuk, ha'amad dechul ha'amal opelik de'asur. It's not only Rabbi Yehuda, even Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Harina will agree, Ashpa shebeshuk is asur. Ela la pshita b'ashpa shebebayit. Ela must be easy even talking about Ashpa shebebayit. Correct? Good, Rabbi Yehuda's Oser, in Ashpa Shebebayit. Good. Now, Emasifa. But now I'll bring you a question from the Sefer. Rabbi's going to contradict himself according to this. Why would he say in the Sefer? V'devrei Rabbi Hanina b'roshu Rabbi Yosei Yelish Shematzam b'bayit. And the Yosei that said it's okay, it's talking about where you found it in the house. My bayit. What does it mean the house? Ili ma bayit mamash ha'amad dechula amalo pedigi deshari. Everybody agrees you just told me you found it in the house. Ela pshita be'ashpash b'bayit. Ela must be Rabbi Yosei to my ashpash b'bayit. And if we're going to say Rabbi Yehuda is going to argue on that. But you just told me Rabbi Yehuda agrees on Ashpat Shemabayit, that is Asur. So it goes, Kasha, Dirabi, Adirabi. That means you're going to have a contradictory implication on Rabbi now based on the way he explained it. Because the first thing he said, Rabbi Yehuda is talking about Ashpa. It's Ashpa. Ela must be talking about Ashpat Shemabayit. Implying that what? That Rabbi Yehuda is going to be lenient in that case. Rabbi Yehuda is Osir, and Rabbi Yehuda is going to be Mekil. And oh, then Rabbi Yehuda Bebayit. What do you mean Bebayit? What does it mean Bebayit? Ema Sefa. Bebayit cannot mean a regular house, because you told me in a regular house, everybody agrees, it's okay. Ela, you have to tell me the Kula Amal Lopadig the Sharia Pshita Be'ashpash Bebayit. That's Ashpash. What do you mean? You just told me that Rabbi Yehuda is talking about Ashpas Shebebayit. Look at Ashi. Look at the bottom line, Ashi. Kash Adrabi, Adrabi. I'm going to give you the question good now. Look at the bottom line, Ashi. De Beresha, Nir'udo Devre Rabbi Yehuda, De Asad, Ashpas Shebebayit. Ubesef, Nir'udo Devre Rabbi Hanina, Birosh Rabbi Yosef, Yelid, De Matir, Ashpas Shebebayit. Imken, Kash Adrabi, Adrabi. Right. Because Rabbi Yehuda, we think he's saying a third opinion. He's saying, you know what my shita is? I'm going to take Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to Ashpas Shebebayit, and I'm going to take Rabbi Yosei when it comes to Ashpas Shebebayit. You can't have two rabbis in the same case. You understand how he's learning now? It doesn't make any sense to me. So, I'm going to take Rabbi Yehuda. He's talking about Ashpa. Is it Ashpa? If you're taking Rabbi Yehuda, if it's Ashpas Shebeshuk, everybody agrees it's Asur. It must be Ashpas Shebebayit. Oh, Ashpas Shebebayit, Osir. Then it comes on at the end. And I'm going to take Rabbi Yosei Babayit. What is it, Babayit? At the regular table in the house, everybody agrees it's okay. But you think Rabbi Yosei must be Babayit, it's Ashpat Shebebayit. Then you can say it's Mutar. But you just said Ashpat Shebebayit is Asur, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi, you're contradicting yourself based on this understanding. So Gemara says, he wasn't telling us a third opinion like we thought. He was explaining. Achi Ka'amar. This is what he said. Nid'in Devre Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Hanina benosh Rabbi Yosei Gilili be'ashpa shebeshuk she'af Rabbi Hanina benosh Rabbi Yosei Gilili lo nechlak alav ela be'ashpa shebebayit ava be'ashpa shebeshuk modile. Which means he meant to say like this: Rabbi Hanina will accept Rabbi Yehuda that said be'ashpa. He understands that's ashpa shebeshuk because he only argues him with ashpa shebebayit, which means Rabbi was explaining that Rabbi Hanina, the way he looks at Rabbi Yehuda, that which Rabbi Yehuda said, Ashpa, Ashpa Zasur. Now, he'll hold Ashpa Zasur, even Ashpa Shebebayit. But Rabbi Yosef will say, I'll take you in Isur and Ashpa, in Ashpa Shebeshuk, because I hold Ashpa Shebebayit is okay. So if Rabbi wasn't saying his own halakha, he was explaining the mahloket between the two of them. They're only arguing in one case. What's the case that they're arguing on? Ashpa Shebebayit, exactly. Okay. Now we go back to the Mishnah. What did we say in the Mishnah a long time ago? Chutz mechadesh shotefek katan, shema yekalkedu et shchitatan. What did we say? Chadesh shotefek katan, right? A minor, some deaf mute, somebody that has no da'at, cannot slaughter. Right? What are we worried about? Shema yekalkedu. That maybe they're going to mess up. Now, the Gemara asks, Shema kilkilu lo ketani. It didn't say in the Mishnah, past tense, that maybe they messed up. Ela shema yekalkilu. It said that maybe they are going to mess up. Now, the language of the Mishnah, if you go back to the Mishnah, go back to the Mishnah, that bitch. The case in the Mishnah was talking about where it was done already. Look at the Mishnah. Hakol shuhati v'shvitatan keshera, chutz me'ereh shotev v'katan, שמה יקלקלו את שחיטתן. וכולן ששחטו, ואחרים נועין אותן, שחיטתן כשרה. Now, it says, if they did it, וכולן ששחטו, sounds like even the Arish of Vikatan, if they did it, השחיטה is כשרה. So why does the Mishnah say, שמה, languages, שמה יקלקלו, I mean, שמה יקלקלו, that they might mess it up. If it's talking about where they slaughtered already, it should say, Shema Kilkilu. Look at Rashi. Rashi explains the question. Look at Rashi. Shema Kilkilu lo ketani. Va'afagav de bidi'avad kamayri. Kedetani v'shechatatan keshera. Chutz me'arishotan v'katan. Exactly. We said all people that slaughter, even the shady people, like we learned earlier in the Gemara, all shady people that slaughter, b'di'avad, it's okay. Chutz me'hareh shoteh v'katan. Even if they slaughtered, it's a problem. What's the problem? Shema kilkilu. Should say, because maybe they messed up. Why does the Mishnah say, Shema yekalkilu? Maybe they will mess up. They did it already. Od pa'am. The Mishnah's language was, Hakol kesherim. Everybody's kasher to do shechita. Even the quasi people. I mean, if they slaughtered the quasi people, they're okay. Chutz me'hareh shoteh v'katan. But if these three guys slaughtered, no good. How would you say? Why no good? Because maybe they messed up. Not because maybe they will mess up. If it's done already, you have to tell it to me in the past tense. Simple question. Right. Chutz.
No, not
chutz. No, yes. Yeah, what does that mean? Hakol shochatim. You skip words, but
I skip words.
We should
maybe the chutz is only going on the first thing. Hakol
shochatim. No. It's what's it? Hakol shochatim. So we had a question. What do you mean? You tell me Yakol Shu'atim, then you tell me B'di'avad. So we said, regular people could slaughter, but the quasi people, the Mubar, and the Kuti, and all these guys, don't slaughter, but B'di'avad, if they slaughtered, it's okay. Those quasi, that calls coming, they close. That these people that shouldn't slaughter, but B'di'avad, if they slaughter, it's okay. Even B'di'avad, no good. Why? Because they might mess up. Might mess up. They did it already. It should say Shema Kilkilu. Gemara says Amarava Zot Omeret Em Muslim Laem Cholim Lechat Tehila. Here we learn that's the Mishnah's hinting to us. You cannot give them behemot, even non-korbanot items, to slaughter Lechat Tehila. That means even if we're watching them. Even if we're watching them and supervising them, you have to suspect Shema Yikalkelu. Even though at the end of the Mishnah we said, if there's people watching them, it's okay. That's only Kasher B'di'avad. But since you have to suspect Shema Yikalkelu, don't think that if you have supervision, give it to them the animal and no problem. No! Do not give them the animal because they might mess up. And what's the problem? It's not a Qurban anyway. You're not going to bring any problem on a Mizbayah. No, but since the Shema Yikalkelu, so if they make a mistake, you won't eat it. No, but the Shait. You're not to just destroy stuff. So it's going to be destroying it. But the Shait. Never can I give it to them. Look at that Shait. El Shema Yikalkelu, Zot Omeret, Em Muslim, Nahem Chodin, Kelomar, Afidu Onin Nekhete Yahida, Afidu Aharim Onim Al Gabbaan. Perfect. Even other people are standing over them. The Hadush of Cholin is Korbanot, for sure you cannot give them. Maybe they're going to ruin the Korbanot. But the Hadush is even regular animals. You might say, give it to them, have supervision. If they mess up, throw it in the garbage. That's what I'm worried about. You're not just to waste stuff. And since there's a good chance they're going to mess up because they don't know what they're doing, so therefore, Shema Yikalkelu, even that we said with the Amad, if there was supervision, it's okay. But don't take that to understand you can give it to them. Because Shema Yikalkelu, they might make a Kilkul. Okay. Continue. Okay, this is a very interesting case. We said b'di'avad, if Hiresh Shoteh v'Katan slaughtered, b'di'avad it's okay. Now, it's clear, they do not have kavanah to make shechita. They have no kavanah, they have no da'at. So you know what we can prove from here? Man tana delo ba'in en kavana l'shchita. Who is this author that holds you don't need kavana to be shochet? Obviously, Qadish Shotev v'katan, they're not mechaber, I'm doing this l'shem shchita. They're robots. They're taking a knife in the hand and just going across the animal. Do v'chi they know shchita? Obviously, if the Mishnah says b'di'avad, if they slaughtered it, it's okay. You don't need kavana to shchita, Rashi. Man tana delo ba'in en kavana shchita. They are Qadish Shotev v'katan. What's the kavanah when they're making shechita? Their kavanah is for haticha, just for cutting, slicing. Now, what it says at the end of the Mishnah, v'chulan she'sha'atu, we're learning now, it's called a'alei shetov v'katan as well. V'ad perchin b'resh perkin, inem a'alei shetov v'katan alakai. Right, which we remember, we did this 10 times in the beginning of the Gemara. We learned in the beginning of the Gemara that im she'atu. This is the chulam im shechatu is not going on chalishu tovi katan, because if it was going on chalishu tovi katan, it should have said the im shechatu. We're talking about chalishu tovi katan already. It says chutz chalishu tovi katan. Veim alim of the chulam shechatu. We're talking about chalishu tovi katan already. Just let it say the im shechatu. So the Gemara wanted to bring an ayah that must be the end of the Mishnah that said the chulam shechatu is not chalishu tovi katan. So she says, how now is the Gemara saying it is talking about chalishu tovi katan? You told me the whole time in the beginning that it's not. If it was Chalish Tov HaKadan, it should have just said Ve'im Shechatu. What is it V'chulan Shechatu? So Rashi says Ba'ad Rehman is Perkin Inema Chalish Tov HaKadan Ala Gavim Shechatu Me'ayne Ha'achi Perkinan Inema Chalish Tov HaKadan Lehudekai. Which means all the Gemara above was saying, if you think that it's only talking about Chalish Tov HaKadan, I mean, the Gemara always assumed it's Tumah Chalish Tov HaKadan, but if it's exclusively Chalish Tov HaKadan, it would not have to say V'chulan Sheshachatu. The fact that it says V'chulan Sheshachatu means not only Chalish Tov HaKadan, but even the other ones as well. So there was always an assumption in the Gemara that the Sefer is Chalish Tov HaKadan. The Gemara was just saying, if it's exclusively Chalish Tov HaKadan, it would say V'im Sheshachatu. The fact that V'chulan means even Chalish Tov HaKadan and the others as well. Oh, but what do you see in the Mishnah? You don't need to have, yes?
No, why don't I say it back there?
You waited over there. You didn't need it over there. Here you need it because you have a contradiction. But now the point is what? You see, you don't need Kavana. It was, what do you mean? Amar Abar Binatani. It's the Binatani. Netani Oshaya Zaira Demin Habraya. Oshaya Zaira Min Habraya. From the yeshiva, said the following amazing case. Zarak sakin the nu'asa bakotel. You took a knife and you threw it at the wall. On the way to the wall, what happened? The halcha v'shachata kedarka. As it was flying through the air, it split the animal perfect. It slaughtered the animal perfectly. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Natan Makhshir. Rabbi Natan says it's kasher. V'achamim poslim. So what do you see over here? That according to the Bina Tan, you don't have to have kavanah for shaita. The guy did not have kavanah for shaita. His kavanah was to throw it against the wall. So you see what? That the Bina Tan is the opinion that says, Shaitato keshera. Gemara says, Who tani la? V'achri posu. How can you say no? Pasu because you need kavanah. Gemara continues, Who tani la? Who amar la? Halakha, Kerabina Tan. Not only do we quote the Braita, but he tells who the halakha is like. Halakha is a Kerabina Tan. Gemara has a question. Oh, big question. Shechita has to be both directions. You have to go forward and then back. In this case over here, the knife just went forward. What's the reason why you need forward and back? Because it's an assumption that's fairly good to assume that it's going to be dirasa, it's going to be pressed. To go one direction, you have to press. But if you go back and forth, you'll be able to do it without pressing. So the Gemara is asking a question. You threw the knife, it just went one way. How can you tell me it's good? Forget about Kavanah. You don't need Kavanah.
You can't press when it's thrown, right?
You're right, but it only went one direction. So for it to break both simanim, it had to go in. It's not smooth, it's not going across. Gemara says exactly, it ricocheted back. That's the Gemara's answer. She'alcha uba'a kedarka. That you threw it, it went, it hit the wall, and came back. And therefore, it has onacha. And
the animal was on the wall.
An animal standing on the floor. Okay, its neck is up.
The
guy, no, the guy took the knife. He threw it. As it was going towards the wall, it sliced him, hit the wall, and came back and went the other way. So therefore you have holacha and hava'a. Just one more Rashi. Just one more Rashi. Rashi says, Shalcha uba kedarka. Shehatka ba'alichato ve'keta ba'kotel. Hit the wall. And ricocheted back ba'azal ba'atcha. Ve'uadin name, Rashi says, Dematzi etruzi besakit shesh bo chutz ha-savar kemlo savar v'sagre ba'alichato. Which is the Gemara could have answered also about a big knife. A long knife. If it's a small knife, then the reason why you have to go back and forth, otherwise the only way you're going to be able to get it is by pressing. But if it's a long knife, so the long motion will be okay. So the Gemara could have answered that it's about a long knife. I can give you an answer even on a small knife. We'll hit the wall and ricochet. Baruch Adonai Le'olam.